Okay. Now that you guys are all sitting down in chairs, which this, today the lesson is going to be in chairs, let's come up from the chair and come up to standing. And let me take off my shoes. And just close your eyes for a second. Just stand comfortably. You know, feet however far apart you like them to be. Let your arms hang. Stand comfortably. Close your eyes. And see if you can sense for yourself. So we often scan while we're lying on the back, right? And there it's really, really good to scan lying on the back. But you can also scan in standing. So you can ask yourself, okay, is more weight going through one foot or more weight going through the other foot? You don't have to adjust anything. You don't have to move anything, whatever. Just like, which foot is taking more of your weight? And then you can ask, well, what is the contact of the feet? Are the feet a little bit more, is the pressure going through a little bit more the inside or the outside of the left and or right foot? And you can ask, well, then how bent are my knees? Your knees are likely going to be bent just a tiny little bit. But maybe you can sense that there's actually a difference in the bend between one knee and the other. And then you can scan up to your pelvis and you can sense where your pelvis is relative to your feet. Oftentimes the pelvis may be shifted, may not truly be in the center between your two feet. It can be shifted to one side or the other. It can also be shifted a little forward and back. And then you can sense up your spine to your shoulders. How are your arms hanging? Does one arm feel longer than the other? Is one arm hanging a little bit more forward than the other? And then lastly, sense where your head is over your torso. Don't change anything. And then just get a sense for how the weight of the head is going into the spine, which is going into the pelvis, which is going into the legs and into the feet. And then leave it and just walk around the room a little bit with your eyes open. Come back to the chairs and sit down in your chair, but bring your pelvis over to the left so you're sitting on the right sits bone, on the right ischium. So it means half your butt is going to be on the chair and half your butt is going to be off the chair. So slide your butt to the left. So really, like, the dividing line of your bum is, your butt crack would be sort of on the thing. You could even go a little bit further. But the idea is you really want to feel like you're just sitting on one of the sits bones, the bony protuberances at the bottom of your pelvis, not sitting on the other. And if this is uncomfortable for you, or whatever, you can always also sit on the other one, or you can also do this lesson sitting on both, but just it may not be quite as interesting. Okay, so just sit comfortably and get yourself oriented. And now, sitting on the right ischium, on the right sits bone, slowly begin to tilt your head and bring it to the right. And come back to center. Just sense how this is. Perhaps put your palms of your hand on your legs. Make sure you're just tilting your head to the right. It's like if you bring your right ear to your right, to your right shoulder, but your right shoulder may also go down. It's in the direction of the right shoulder. There's no turning of the head. There's no like that. And as you do that, the left side of your body will open up a little bit, and the right side of your body, your right side will close a little bit. It's a little bit like an accordion. Okay. And pause with that for a second in the middle. And now, keeping your head where it is, see if you can drop the left side of your pelvis down to the floor a little bit and come back. So the left side of the pelvis is hanging over the thing. Just allow it to drop a little bit and come back. And as you do this, see if you can keep your head in place. So your head does not move. And what you may notice is that in the process of doing this, in the process of letting your left, essentially you're letting your left sits bone, which is unsupported, sink, you're opening up the left side of your body and closing the right a little bit in the same sort of accordion manner that you did before. Okay. And now pause for a second. Oh, yeah, now that the people are gone, so I can open that up. And now go back to the first movement of just tilting your head to the right and come back. And see, is that any different now? And then see if you can combine those two movements. So tilt your head to the right as your left sits bone sinks down to the ground. And come back. Just a few times. See if you can get the sense of one side opening, another side closing, and coming back to neutral. And once you've checked it out, leave it, and then gently come up to standing and you can even close your eyes just for a moment and stand comfortably and just sense how you're standing now. You don't have to do a full-on scan. It's just to quickly sense, you know, is there anything different from how I was standing before? And if there is, what is it? And then leave it and just walk. Just do a quick little lap around and then come back to your chairs. When you come back to your chairs, we're going to sit in the same position. So on the right ischium. The right sits bone. The left ischium will be hanging in the air. Palms of your hands can be on the legs or on the knees. And now, bring the left arm straight out in front of you. Without power, just softly, horizontally, straight out in front of you. And then slowly, with your left arm, reach a little bit further and come back to center. Come back to the neutral starting point. So as you reach with your arm, your torso, your upper body may turn a little bit. And once your arm starts getting heavy, then just let it come down. And let it come down and rest. And now, in this position, let your knee, your left knee, let your left knee come forward and then bring it back to a neutral position. And feel how the rest of you responds. As the knee comes forward, the pelvis is going to turn. The pelvis is sitting on the, solely sitting on the, has its weight supported solely through the right ischium. And so you're going to pivot on that right ischium, and you're going to bring your abdomen and your torso, possibly your head, around. And pause like this. Extend your left arm straight out in front of you so it's horizontal, softly, without power. And now reach with your left hand softly as you reach with the knee as well. So left hand, left knee, reach forward and come back to center. Come back to the neutral starting position. Just repeat this gently, effortlessly. If your arm gets tired, lower it and take a rest. And feel how the response in your system. Okay, pause, bring your arm down and rest. Actually, rest in the center of the chair. So adjust yourself so that you come to the center of the chair. So now you've taken there's work involved, in your musculature and your nervous system in order to maintain that seated position. So now you're taking yourself out of that. And come back to sitting just on the right ischium. So slide yourself to the left. Your right butt is hanging over the, hanging in, out in the air. And now in this position, bring your arm out straight in front of you, your left arm. And now bring the arm back. So you want to bring the arm backwards, but it stays straight. So it's going to come backwards just a little bit and then back to neutral. Come backwards just a little bit. And back to neutral. And now as you begin doing this, bring your knee, your left knee, backwards as well. So they move together. So your arm goes backward and your knee goes backward. And that creates a kind of turning. Slow the movement down to the point where you can sense that the hand or the arm and the knee are initiating the movement at the same time. See if you can sense whether one, the knee begins and the arm follows, or the arm begins and the knee follows. If your arm gets tired, rest. Why don't everybody rest in this position? And now, extend your left arm again, straight out. And now combine both the coming forward and the coming back. So reach with the arm and the knee forward, reach with the arm and the knee back. With clarity, just a few times. Arm and the knee forward, arm and the knee back. Feel the response in your pelvis. Feel the response in your torso. Feel the response in your head. and leave that. Put your hand down. And now just one or two times, tilt your head to the right and come back. And sense, is there any difference? Is there more of an opening on the left side? Is it easier to close on the right side? Leave that and come to stand. Take a moment to close your eyes and just stand comfortably. And sense you're standing, the length of the two sides of your body, how the weight is going through to your feet. And then open your eyes and walk around a little bit. Come back to sitting. And come back to sitting with the right sits bone on the chair, the left one dangling, the left one hanging out. Extend the left arm out in front of you again. And now this time, as you reach the left arm forward, reach the left knee backwards. So left arm goes forward and left knee goes backwards. It's going to be a smaller movement than before. And then as the left knee goes forward, the left arm goes backwards. So the left arm and the left knee are doing opposite movements, going in opposite directions. So purposely make this movement smaller than before. And it's going to require a little bit of coordination. More a coordination thing than a range of motion thing. When your arm gets tired, let it go down. And sit in the middle of the chair again. Notice how you're sitting on your sits bones. Is there a little bit more clarity with that than usual? And come back to sitting on the right ischium. The left side of your butt is in the air. Now again, just once or twice, take the head to the right and sense what that's like. Just once or twice to see. And once you've done that, take the left arm and raise it comfortably up to the ceiling. So wherever it's comfortable for you, up to the ceiling, without any power. And now in this configuration, turn your head and your shoulders to look to the right and come back. So your head and your shoulders together, look to the right and come back to center. When you get tired, when your arm gets tired being in this position, rest. You can take a rest. Lower it down. Okay, bring the arm back up, point it towards the ceiling, where it's comfortable, without power, So soft hand, no power. And now as you turn your arm and shoulders to turn to the right, can you turn your head in the opposite direction? As if you almost wanted to look over your left shoulder as it turns to the right. So start doing the first movement again. So just turn your head with the arm. So as if your two shoulders both turn around themselves to look to the right. And now you do the same movement with your torso, but you just turn your head the other direction. It's almost like you could leave your head in place, just looking straight ahead as you turn the shoulders across. Slow, easy, comfortable movements. Bring your arm down if it gets too much effort to carry to do these. Let it go down. Take a pause here. And now, again, just once or possibly twice, tilt your head to the right. See how that is now. And just gently come to standing. Sense how you're bringing weight through your feet in standing. And let's take a little walk around the room to bring it back to the chairs. Sit again on the right ischium. Let the left one hang off the end of the chair. Okay. And now lift your left arm again up towards the ceiling in the direction of the ceiling, wherever it's comfortable. And now in this position, lift your head up to look up and bring your arm a little further backwards as you lift your head up. And come back and let your arm lower a little bit. And lift your head up and allow your arm to go a little further back. It's just naturally going to happen. As you lift your head up to look up to the ceiling, your arm will reach further up. So your arm and your head are moving together. And feel how that movement of extension, the looking up, goes down your entire spine, how your pelvis responds to it. And pause and bring your arm down. Bring your arm back up, your left arm back up to the ceiling, where it's comfortable. And now you're going to look up with your head again. But as you look up, can you bring your arm down? And then as you look down, bring your arm back. So your arm and your head are going to be making opposite movements. Gentle and slowly. There's no stretching. There's no forcing here. It's basically only tricky for your nervous system. your arm's not going to go as far backwards as it did before. See if you can track how your shoulder blade, ribs, and spine respond to all this. When your arms get tired, rest. Now's a good time to rest. And then just briefly, bring your left arm, point it up to the ceiling again. And sense now whether it's easier to get it to some point reaching upward than it was before. And now just once or twice, as you lift your head up, bring your arm back. So the first movement, you lift your head up and your arm goes backwards. Your arm goes behind you. Just sense, is that any different now than it was before? It's quite different for some of you. And leave it, bring your arm down. Take a breath or two. And then try bending your head to the right once, maybe twice. And see if you can feel the accordionness of your left and your right sides. Come sit in the center. Come to standing. Sense how you bring your weight through your feet in standing. Then open your eyes and take a walk around the room. How's everyone doing? Is pacing okay?
We are going to switch sides, right?
Maybe.
No, it's not.
No, the plan is not to switch sides, but this will be, you could do it tonight if you wanted to, online. One of the things in awareness and movement lessons and in functional integration that's often done is we only do one side. And the theory behind that is that if you organize one side of the body, that the nervous system and the brain doesn't like this sense of difference. And so it'll move the organization across from one hemisphere of the brain to the other hemisphere of the brain and organize the other side of the body as well. So particularly in more, I hate to use the word advanced, but like advanced awareness through movement type settings, like training programs and these sorts of things, it's extremely common to do ATMs just on one side. And there's a lot, it may seem uncomfortable, you know, to do, like, you feel like, oh wow, it's so different on one side and on the other side, and you're just like, I want it to be the same on both sides. But there's a lot of richness in that and a lot that can be learned. So, with that, come to sit on the right sits bones once again. Is it painful? Are you in?
It was in the beginning. I think my hips are twisted or not aligned correctly. So that was the thought I had, particularly when we first started. Now I don't notice it as much.
All right. Well, that's good.
That is good.
Yes. And your ability to do go like this is yeah. Okay. So, in this position now, lift your left arm comfortably up to the ceiling. Now, with your left arm staying where it is, can you take your head so that you can look under your left armpit? So if you want to just look under your left armpit, your arm stays where it is and come back to the center. You just want to look under. There's something under behind you you'd like to take a look at. Without forcing it, without stretching, it's that direction. Pause and bring your arm down. Now lift the right, left arm again up to the ceiling. And now can you look up to the right, so diagonally opposite away from your armpit, with your arm staying more or less in place. So make it a journey to get to that end point. If you just rush to the end point and then hang out there, you're really only moving for a small fraction of the time. So you want to take your time to get to that end point, take a short pause there, and then come back. Bring your arms down, rest. Now, lift your left arm up to the ceiling again. And now combine these two variations. So look with your head down under your armpit. And then come back and then look up to the right. As if there was something behind your shoulder, even. Want to look up over your shoulder slowly, without pushing it, without stretching. And once you've done that a couple times, bring your arm down, rest. Take a breath or two, pause, and then again try tilting your head to the right. See where you are with that. As you tilt your head to the right, try it one more time. Tilt your head to the right and see if you can feel how much the left sits bone sinks down. Come back. And come back to standing. Close your eyes and sense for a moment you're standing. And then take a quick walk around the room. It's almost a little bit like a workout. Almost.
In your adrenals, it is a workout.
Huh?
In your adrenals, it is a workout. I'm sitting back in the
chair. All right. So let's come back to sitting on the right ischium. Right sits bone. Left one's dangling. That's a workout. The Aikido guys, they're doing a workout. Bring your left arm up to the ceiling. Just sense now Is it, you know, is it a little bit more comfortable to have the left arm up there? And then lower it again? So just a sense. And then tilt your head to the right again. And come back. And then tilt your head to the right one more time. And leave your head tilted to the right in a comfortable place. So feel the left side lengthening out. Your left sits bone dropping a little bit to aid in the process. Now in this position, can you lift your left arm up to the ceiling now? Okay. So now, very carefully, slowly turn your head to look at up at the left hand, or toward in the direction of looking at the left hand, and then turn your head the opposite direction as if you wanted to see like your right foot or to the right of your right foot, and come back. Now you don't actually have to look at your hand. It's just in this direction. So now you're asking your head to turn from the upper cervicals in this unusually balanced configuration. And it really can be very, very powerful if you don't overexert yourself. Bring your left arm down. Sit in the middle of the chair. Come back to sitting on the right ischium. And tilt your head to the right, to a comfortable place to the right. Bring your left arm up to the ceiling, softly, without power. So it's just it's dangling up to the ceiling. Now, as you turn your head to look towards the left hand, can you bring the left hand forward a little bit? And come back to the middle. Bring your hand back as your hand goes back. So as your head turns to the left, to see the left hand, your hand comes forward a little bit. So it's almost as if you could perhaps look over your left shoulder. Don't have to. It's a direction. It's not a goal. Now, we're doing a highly non-habitual movement here. So do it slowly with care. Are you breathing? Are you making a lot of effort in other places? And pause. Bring the arm down. Just come and sit for a second. And then lift your... bend your head. So sitting on the right ischium still. Bend your head to the right into a comfortable place. Bring your arm up to the ceiling. And now just turn your head alone without moving your arm. Again, so you turn your head to look towards the left hand, and then you turn your head down to look toward to the floor, to the right of the right foot. Just see, is that any simpler now? It's this weird conglomeration of muscles that are required, usage of muscles that's required to perform this task easier. Bring your left arm down. Deep breath. And now just bend your head to the right one more time. And see how that is now. Feel how the left sits bones can drop. Feel the lengthening. So let's not stay there. Just bend over and come back to the middle. Bend over and come back to the middle. And now, again, let's come to standing. Close your eyes. Stand comfortably. And sense the length from the left hip joint to the left shoulder, and the length from the right hip joint to the right shoulder. Sense the distribution of weight between your two feet. Has it changed? And in a second, I'm going to ask you to open your eyes and just walk around the room and sense how the difference is.